Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz introduced his budget for the year ahead to the Assembly today. It's about $2 million less than last year's budget, but as KSKA's Zechariah Hughes reports, that's after the administration scrambled to close a much larger deficit.
Bear with me for a second, because it is not always easy to talk about municipal budgeting without making everyone's eyes glaze over. But here are the two big takeaways. First, the administration is dealing with about $11 million less in revenues, and they've picked some interesting ways to make up that difference. And number two, this is just the first move in a much longer chess game over the budget. Berkowitz actually compared today's presentation to hors d'oeuvres ahead of dinner. The administration won't have specifics on reductions within departments until it formally presents its budget mid-month, but Berkowitz says he and his staff found places to trim during 3 months of review.
A lot of this was just wringing nickels and dimes out of particular departments and finding more efficient ways of getting things done.
The administration is trying to grow the size of the police force and fire department by about 30 positions. No easy task when you're dealing with a $5 million loss in state funds and another $7 million hit from the end of a dividend paid out by local utility MLNP. I'll spare you the details on that for now. The question, though, is where to get the money for more cops and firefighters without growing the budget. Part of the answer: oil money from the pipeline that's been locked up in litigation.
There was a settlement based on the failure to pay property tax over a certain year, or the right amount of property tax. That's an ongoing revenue stream in my estimation. It'd be like you not paying your house taxes for a couple years. It's operating money. Just because you haven't paid it over a period of time, there's a backlog.
So the city's taking $4.5 million from an account where litigated TAPS money has been socked away. Using that for the operating budget, though, is a concern for fiscally conservative assembly members like Jennifer Johnston, who's been through 8 budget cycles before this one.
This is a one-time only. Then maybe, you know, it's a Band-Aid that we could live with. But you can't use it at precedent setting because it's gone as soon as you spend it.
The other notable measure Berkowitz is using to close the gap is halting the SAP software project. When the administration announced a pause on implementing SAP, they effectively removed 16 salaries from the year-to-year budget, many of which went to consultants, not municipal employees. They're also reducing 12 positions from different departments, some of which are currently vacant, but a few will mean layoffs. No word yet on where. As Johnston says, the devil is in the details, and those are still on the way.
It's a beginning, but no, there's not a lot you can get out of it.
The Assembly has until mid-November to digest the mayor's budget and come back with amendments of their own. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.